Kiribus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Beis, as we plow down towards the end of the Masechta. We're here on Samach Beis Amud Aleph at a kind of phony Ihachi. It's really not, shouldn't really be Ihachi. It's a kind of a weird phrase. The Rush does keep the Girsa, but others take it out. Either way, what this is going on is something we said yesterday. Something we said yesterday was by Erichin. Erichin, again, is the a neder that someone would take to give the value of someone to the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah specifies specific values for different ages and different genders, etc. So we said the Goyim obviously are, the Bnei Yisrael are obviously shaykh to the halachas of Erechin. And we said that Goyim cannot take an Erech neder, but they can be the subject of an Erech neder, meaning that if I say that, Jamal, I'm going to give the value of Jamal to the Beis HaMikdash, so that works. But if Jamal himself says he's going to give the value of me to the Beis HaMikdash, so that does not work. That does not work. So the question is like this. The Gemara says, Ish ki afli neder be'erichen lamali. So why do you need them again? Well, you said the pasuk of Ish, right? That kinds of tell us, right, that the goyim can be the subject of a din of an erich neder mechti. Because why do we need the pasuk of ish? We said that was the source that we know goyim can be used in these nedarim. Why do you need that pasuk though? Because hitkish erich in the nedarim, erichin are connected to nedarim. The Amar Kala pasuk says by nedarim ish ki ofli neder berkecha. Right, again, well that says by erichin. I'm sorry, but erich is the din erichin is called a neder. Right, ish ki ofli neder. Right, that's the language of nedarim. Vatanya by Gabi Nadarim, and the Brisa says by Nadarim, Ish, right? The Pasuk says, Torah says Ish, Matamalomer Ish Ish, it could have said Ish, maybe, but it says Ish Ish by Nadarim, just quote the Pasuk, right? The Verla Aaron Velbanov, Velkol Bnei Soma, Telehem, Ish Ish, me base Israel, Minagir, base Israel, Shayakuv, Kelbana, Lachon Nidrahim, Lachon Nidrahim, right? It says Ish Ish. What is it? Why does it say the word Ish twice? So the Rabbah is over Kochavim, as to include Goyim. Now, Shayin, no Jim and Idrim, Minadavoski Israel, they can also give. Right, Nadarim are accepted, right? We said an Ola is accepted by the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because they can also give these korbanos. Right, so Ish ki afli be'erich lamali. So again, if you tell me that you have this inclusion, a goyim, by Nadarim, and Nadarim are connected to Erichin, so why need the pasuk of Ish, right, to include goyim by Erichin? So it says, Allah, Ish mi ba'ili, suyim mufla samach li'ish. Because that is coming to teach me the halacha of mufla samach li'ish. If you remember from Nadarim, so that was the fact that usually, normally, the cutoff point for doing something halachically is bar bas mitzvah. But in the case of Nadarim, right, if someone is close to that, right, and they understand what they're saying, so that would be a legitimate neder. So the Gemara says, Hanichel mandamar mufla samach li'ish. Right, so that only works, right, that answer only works. If you hold me that halacha of Muflah Samach Li'ish is Daraisa, but El Mandamar Darabanan Ish Kifli Lomali. But if you hold that halacha is Darabanan, so then what do you do with that buzzer? The Gemara says, Lasuya Muflah Samach Li'ish Dovah Kochavim. Fascinating to include a kid who's almost quote unquote bar mitzvah by a guy, which is ironic because then it would come out, right, that let's say a 12-year-old guy, right, would be a shayach to these Nadarim, to the Erech and Midaraisa. I guess by Nadarim, yeah, and then the kid and in Yisrael would not, which is fascinating. But okay, so Hanichal Mandamar, that only works according to the one who says that Bnei Yisrael Nerach and Veinov Gekachav Nerach. Now, just to clarify, there's a machlokas, right, when we'd said that Goyim, right, are only the subject of the Erech Neder and not able to take a subject an Erech Neder. That is actually subject to machlokas. The machlokas in the Gemara Erechin over there at the beginning is how it works. Meaning, goyim are shaykh to one of it and not to the other. Right, one opinion is that goyim, as we said before, are only able to be the subjects of the nedarim. And another opinion is that the goyim are only able to take the nedarim, but not able to be the subject of the erech nedarim. So this all works. So hanichal mandama, that only works according to the mandama that says bnei sol nerachin vein ov kochav nerachin. That goyim, right, cannot be the subjects. But Yachol lo yehu ne marich and Tamal Omer ish. So that only works if you use the pasuk of ish, right? And Shapir, therefore that makes sense. Meaning that ish teaches me, right, that a mufla samach leish, right, that the kid who's 12 years old understands what he's saying. That the guy that nedarim, that erech is going to work because he can take an erech neder, right? Elamand amar bnei yisrael marichin vein ev gacham marichin. But according to the one who holds that a guy can't make the erechin neder, like we've been assuming the whole time. So how could you tell me that this pasuk teaches me mufla samach leish that a kid who's 12 years old can make an erechin neder? You just told me that goyim are not shaykh to erechin nedarim. So that doesn't work. That's what the Gemara says. Right? You might have thought that they're not able to be the subject of the neder. Therefore, the pasuk says ish. Right? So that even a month old guy can be the subject of an erich, and right, kiyafli lamali. Right? Why do you need the pasuk of kiyafli ish? Meaning the question is like this: that basically ish teaches me, right, that goyim are included for some aspect of erichin. If you tell me that they're subject to, that they're able to make the erichin nether, then you can, that's why you can learn that kiyafli teaches me that mufla samach leish, that the kid is 12 years old and knows what he's talking about, can take an erichin nether if he's a guy. But if you tell me that the fact that goyim are shaykh erichin is only to be the subject of the nether, so you can't tell me, right, that the positive of Kiafli, right, is teaching me that a guy who's 12 and a half or whatever can take an Erech HaNeder, because he can't. He can only be the subject of an Erech HaNeder. So you don't need a positive to teach me that they're able to be the subject of the nether. So Ella, so Amar Ravada Barava, Lizuyov Kuchavim Godol, Afagav the Godol, who they know Yudea La'afos. Right, so therefore, I mean, according to that understanding, right, the positive is teaches me that a guy who doesn't, who's an adult, who's a gadol, who doesn't know what he's talking about, right? That doesn't work. I mean, that he is not able to take an erichin nether. I mean, by a Jew when he's a gadol, so he can take an erichin nether, even if he doesn't know what he's talking about. But a guy has to know what's going on, even if he is a gadol. So the Gemara says, "Ela ki yafli dechaser ruchanam ben nizirus lamalis." Okay, fine. So now, if you tell me that Kiafli teaches me something, right? Something by Nadarim, as we just go back and forth, right? So why do you need Kiafli by Nazirus? Right? Ishkish Nazirus Nadarim Kiafli Lamali. Right? Since you already have that pasuk by Nadarim and Nazirus, right? As we've been talking about the Ha'ol Masechta, right? Is a type of nether. So why do you need the pasuk of Kiafli? So the Gemara says Lasuye Yadayin Sheina Mochichos. Right? Again, we're going back to Nadarim. If you remember that halacha. That's all by Nazirus. I'm sorry, the beginning of Nazirus. That if a person says, right, hey, I will be, right, or whatever, meaning Yadayin Sheina Mochichos, he has a certain sort of statement that's not clear. Right? We're not sure exactly what he meant. So that teaches me that Yadayin Sheina Mochichos, if he had a statement that's unclear, says, I will be, so that is now Lasuye here, as Tosis pointed out already earlier in the Daf, right, Lasuye here means to include in the exclusion. It's a little bit strange, right? The suya usually means to include. Here it means to include in the exclusion. So yadayin she'ina mochichos, right? That pasuk kiafli would teach me that yadayin she'ina mochichos are included in the things that are no good, right? They're included in the exclusion. It's a little bit backwards, right? The Izmar, because it was said yadayin she'ina mochichos, right? So that Abaye amar havien yadayim, Rava amar lo havien yadayim, right? Abaye says that they work, right? And Rava says that they don't work. So now there's a little bit of a girsa over here also. Let's just make sense. But the Rava Nicha, right? So according to Rava, right, this all works. But the Abaye, right, Ma'ikalamimer, what do you say to Abaye? Abaye says that Yadayim Shein Mochichos do work, right? Now you're telling me that Kiafli teaches me that Yadayim Shein Mochichos don't work. So Ella, rather Kiafli mi boyle dikid Rabbi Tarfon. Therefore, must be that pasuk is teaching me Rabbi Tarfon's din. If you remember Rabbi Tarfon at the beginning, the Masechta, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, right? Ein echad mehen nazir lefi shelo nithin zirz el lafla. Right? Rabbi Tarfon holds that everything has to be clear and obvious, right, and definite from the Naziris, right? People, if you remember that, the Rabbi Tarfon Shita, but two people see somebody coming and says, "I'm a nazir if he's a nazir. I'm not a nazir if he's not a nazir." Rabbi Tarfon says it doesn't matter because you can't make your Naziris totally on something that's unclear. When it has to be clear, it has to be specific. So Gemara says, obviously, the next line of the Gemara is Hanichel Rabbi Tarfon, right? That only works, right? Kiafli teaches me only the halacha of Rabbi Tarfon because that's Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Right? El Rabban and Michael, remember, what do the Chachalim do with that pasuk? If you tell me it's coming to teach the halacha of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon is a Das Yachid. So what do the Chachalim do with that pasuk? Rather, it's for this. Hetter Nadarim. Right, that the Hataras Nadarim, right, is nothing, is no based on, not based on any psukim. But again, we said Hataras Nedarim is different than Hafaras Nedarim, if you remember from the Darim. Hataras Nedarim is you go to a Chacham or you go to a Beis Din, right, and they get rid of your nether. Hafaras Nedarim, right, that's from the husband or from the father, right, that's a little bit different. So we're saying that Hataras Nedarim, right, there is no basis for that necessarily according to Tanakama. There's no marker for that. Rabbi Elazar, says there is. Yishlam al Mashiyas Mechor. There is a pasuk that tells me that you can be Matir Neder. Shneimar pasuk says Ish Kiafli Shtei Pamim. Right, it says that. That's not a typo. Right, it says that twice. Right, it says it twice in the pasuk. So Echad Afla LeIsur, Echad Afla LeHeter. Once when he says it clear to make it Asur to him, meaning when he takes the Neder. And once when he says it over to somebody else, right, to a Rav or a Beis Din, right, to be Matir the Neder. Okay, fine. Beseder. Amud Beis, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Chomer b'avadim mi-benashim. There's a chumra that the halachas of avadim. Again, we said that avadim and nashim are both shayach to Nazirus as opposed to goyim. And again, the Eved here, we're talking about Eved Kanani, right? What's more chomer by avadim? Shehu mefer nidre ishto ve'eno mefer nidre avdo. Because the husband can get rid of his wife's nether if she takes an Nazirus, right? He can get rid of that. Right? That's beno levena, etc. But the master is not able to get rid of the Nazirus, right, by his slave, by his Eved. Hefer the Ishto, Hefer Olamis. And if a guy is made for nether for his wife, so that's obviously it's gone. It's always gone. As Rush says, right, even if, right, she gets divorced or whatever, fine, it's still gone. I mean, she never had this Naziros. But Hefer the Avdon, as we just got through saying that you can't be made for nether for the Eved. So let's say he was made for nether and the Rush explains that he tells him to drink wine or cut his hair or whatever, so he tells him to violate to be his Naziros. So then what happens, right? So it doesn't get rid of his Naziros, but Yasa Lacheru Sumashal Naziroso, right? That actually has the effect of freeing the Eved. And once the Eved is free, so then he can be a Nazir, no problem. Tan Rabbanan L'Nedarabaisa. Lama Rabo Kofo L'Naziro. What can a master force the let's read that better. Lama rabo kofo. What can the master force the guy, the slave, the eved, right, to violate? To what can he do, right, to get rid of his, I guess, go against his nazirus? Well, the nazirus avol lolan darim v'la'aravim, or arachin. I'm sorry. Meaning that he can get the master of an eved can tell him that he doesn't want him taking his Naziros, but he can't get rid of any nether, right, or Eruchin. Maishna Gabi Nazir, again, as the Mishnah explained. Right, Maishna Gabi Nazir, what's the difference? Why can he get rid of the Nazir? I mean, he can tell him that he has to be Mechal as Naziros and drink wine or whatever. Tamar Achman, because the Torah says, Lasuri Salon, Lafsho, right, the whole point of the nether, of the Naziros, right, is to it literally means to swear something against his nefesh. It's only if a person owns his own nefesh, right? Obviously, not literally, obviously, everybody owns their own nefesh, but meaning that his life is his, right? Yatza Eved she'in nafsho knuyelo, right? Well, that's against, right? An Eved, obviously, right, is not, he doesn't own his own time, right? He has to work for somebody else. So that's, so Gemara says, Yihachi afilu gam nedarim nami. So, okay, so you have that also, they have a phrase by nedarim also. Again, he also, I mean, a person takes a nether, right? He's also not free. And the darim are the same as Naziris. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Hakam Mayaskinan, Kigon, Shahaya, Eshkol, Shalnov, and Mulech Lefanov. The case is, he literally has grapes, right? Right there. And his nether was on the grapes. Right? Gabi Nedar, buy a Nedar, Gabi Nedar, and buy a nether. If he took a nether, not eat the grapes. Mechi mitzer, dehailo mitzer, bachrine. If he says that I'm not going to eat these grapes, takes nether, not eat these grapes. Okay, fine. So these grapes are usher, but he can eat other grapes. He can drink other wine, or whatever. Lo matzi kafir, they say, therefore you can't force him, right, to eat the grapes. Right? Again, we're nervous that, the guy, well, maybe he won't eat well, he won't drink well, right, he'll be weaker, etc., right, he's not going to be able to do his work, right, but that's just a couple of grapes, right, he can eat other grapes, so therefore you can't force him to eat them. But by gamin nizirus dechimitzar b'haitzar, dechimitzar, dechimitzar b'hai mitzar b'kulu, right, if by Naziros, if he says he's not going to be a Nazir, he can't eat these grapes or any grapes, so matzi kafi, then you can force him, because otherwise Right? The slave won't be able to work him, won't be able to work as well. V'gabin adar emilo skinan delek ella hai eshkol di lo achale cholish. The Gemara says, but what about a parallel case? I mean, the parallel case is, right, it must be, right, again, if you're going to parallel all the cases, that there's no other food available to him by a nether, right, and he's not going to be able to eat. Right, again, there's no, let's say there's only one thing of grapes, right? Again, we think of these cases, you know, in the Gemara, but Hashem, we go to every supermarket in a 10-block radius has plenty and plenty of grapes. Right, back in the day, the food wasn't so plentiful. So let's say that that's the only food around. Right, so the guy's going to say, I'm not going to eat these grapes, and there's no other food. Right, so why, theoretically, if that's the logic, so the master should be able to tell him. The other one should be like, okay, so you have to eat these grapes. So Rava says, no, the case is a little bit different. The case is, if you remember chartzanim, right, vizag, right, chartzan is a seed. Right, so there are grape seeds in front of him, right? Nazir is not allowed to eat that. That's not going to impact his health and his being full and his ability to work, because that's not like real food. So right, over here, where he's not only going to asser the grape seeds in front of him, right, and we assume it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna have any impact on his performance, so the master can't do anything about it. But again, if he's not gonna be able to eat this, he's not allowed to have other grape stuff. So then the Odon can tell the Eved to override and kind of like you know to violate Bimichal his Naziris. I becoming the Dorin, but again, the parallel case, Milos Kino Deleke El Haichartzon. The parallel case would be that it's just these grape seeds in front of him, and that's the food he's got. So he's got it. What happens if he takes another not to eat that? Right, he'll be weak and he won't be able to do his work, and the other should be able to override it. So Alam Rabbi says, "Lema Rabu Tzorech Lechvoso Lenezirus." When does he have to force him to violate his nether? Oh, that's only by Nezirus. But he doesn't need to. I mean, he doesn't need to. Really, what we're trying to say is that Nazirus is the only one that takes. I mean, Nazirus is the only nether that the Eved can take. That's Chal. But by a nether and a Shvua, right, those are not Shayach whatsoever. Those don't work. And therefore, again, Abaye overturns like the whole thing we've been talking about when he doesn't assume that the Nedarim of an Eved or Shayach whatsoever are that they're not legit, they're not valid. And therefore, the only thing the master has to force him to violate would be the Nazirus, because that's the only thing that's tofes, that's the only thing that works. So Gemara says, my time, well, what's the difference between Nazirus and Nedarim and Shavuos on the other hand, that an Eved cannot make? The Pasuk says, La'ra u'lehitiv. Right, Pasuk says by a nether, right? He makes a nether. Where's that Pasuk? Yeah, let's go to if you look at the Torah, right, the I have it in mind as a base, right? Oh, nefesh kisi shavala batesu asayim. Person takes a nether, la ra'u le'etiv, right? To do bad or to do good, meaning to do something or not to do something. L'chol asher yivatei ha'adam b'shuah v'nalam imenu, etc., etc. So what are we darshan from that? Ma'at havru l'shus, just like doing good is some sort of, right, within his ability to do it, right, he can or not. Afaro l'shus, so too the ra. Yatzal ha'ra l'achirim, she'in harushus b'yado. Right, again, for this Eved, right, he's not able to do these things. Again, and that excludes, right, doing l'hara l'achirim, right, the nether to do evil to other people, to injure other people, right, that you're not allowed to do that, right, that's usher. Right, so you can't be like, take a nether to hurt somebody else. Now, so basically what Abaye is saying is that the nedarim of an Eved don't work because regardless of what he says, that's going to harm the master, right? The Eved has to work the master, work for the master, and if he takes nether or do something else, right, he won't be able to work for him. So therefore, again, lahara lo le'etiv, right? It has to be something that is able to be done either lahara or le'etiv, right? But a person is not allowed to do lahara to other people. Meaning, a person can say and take another lahara to himself and say, "I'm not going to eat for I don't know. I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine for God, whatever." So, but if he said it takes a nether to, I'm going to punch someone else in the face, that doesn't work. I can't, that's not a good nether. So here too, the Eved also is going to say, I'm not going to eat meat for a week. So that's going to impact his performance. That's going to be lahara. That's going to be bad right, for his master, and therefore it's not chal. Okay, let's get to the end of the daf. Eved, the Mishnah says that Eved mikineged panov. If an Eved is right, a little bit of a strange phrase, meaning it's no longer in the front of the face of his adon, meaning he ran away. Right, it ran away. So Rabbi Meir, Omer lo yishta, Rabbi Yose, Omer yishta. Rabbi Meir says he cannot drink wine, meaning his nizirus is chal. Right, and Rabbi Yose says that he can drink wine, right, and his nizirus is not chal, meaning that according to according to Rabbi Meir, right, the master is still his master, even though the slave ran away. And according to Rabbi Yose, right, he's no longer under the, you know, the rule of his master, and therefore he can drink wine. The other way around. Right, the Rabbi Yossi says the master is still the master, and Rabbi Meir says that he's not. Except for the Nazir says Chal. Lema b'Shmuel kameh. The Gemara says maybe the machlokas is whether they hold like Shmuel. Damar Shmuel hamafkir avdo. If a person says his slave is a hefker, right? Anybody want the slave? A slave is hefker. Yotzer l'cheres. He goes out free. Right, if answer get shechur, doesn't need a get. Right, if it's fully free, meaning there's no there's no shaykhus to the master whatsoever. He doesn't have to give him a get. He's, the owner is miayish from him. Right, he's done. Rabbi Meir isle de Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi lasle de Shmuel. Right, apparently Rabbi Meir holds that this is true, and therefore right lo yishta, right, because the master is not shaykhtim whatsoever. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, he doesn't hold the Shmuel, right? And the master is shaykh him, and therefore the master tells the Eved he has to drink. The other one has to tell him that the Eved has to drink wine because he gets to perform, even though he's not around. Right? That's still binding, the fact that the other one doesn't want the Eved to be a Nazir. So Gemara says, not really. Lo dugulei alma isle Shmuel, really, everybody holds. Right, that Shmuel, the Shmuel's din is shaykh. Meaning that if they would be mafkir the Eved, they would not be shaykh to the other one. They wouldn't need a get and nothing. He goes free completely. Right, the one who holds, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, who says that he's allowed to drink, he holds that the Adon thinks that the slave will come back. So therefore, he's thinking that the Adon doesn't want him not to drink wine. The Adon wants him to drink wine. Right? He thinks he's going to come back, so therefore let him drink wine. Right? Meaning he's still trying to force him, right, to violate his Naziris because he wants the Eved to drink wine. Right? So when he comes back, he won't be a shlub. Right? Apparently, right, they drank wine with all the meals. So, right? That was part and parcel of their diet. So they thought that drinking wine would make him healthy, etc. According to Rabbi Meir, says he shouldn't drink. Right? He says the opposite. He thinks, like, let the slave be in pain. Let the Eved be in pain, so that he'll want to come back. Right, under my avdus, and then once the slave is back under the adon, right, so the adon forces him to violate his nazirus, so that works out for the slave, so then he gets his wine back. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.